What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? Welcome to New York Liberty Fan TV. It is your boy, Rem. We are 26 days away from the regular season opener. New York Liberty basketball is on the way. But before I do so and tap in and just talk to you guys, I need y'all to do me a favor. Hit that like button, hit that follow button, subscribe, and turn on your notifications for New York Liberty Fan TV. We are presented by the Bucket for Bucket Podcast Network and sponsored by Freedom Over Fear. Today and every day, put freedom over fear. If there's anything in life holding you back from your life purpose, may you be free of that. Real quick, before I even go jump in and talk about Liberty basketball, I do want to say this. I want to go off tangent. I want to keep it basketball, but I want to keep it New York. If for whatever reason, these media people do not vote Jalen Brunson top two in the MVP race, top two and not number two, something's wrong. Please give up your accreditation. Please give up your credentials and all of that. And give those votes to people who deserve it, because anything short of Jalen Brunson being an MVP, I think is laughable, to be honest with you. And that's no disrespect to Joker, that's no disrespect to SGA, but I'm just looking at the spectrum. I'm looking at what these teams are doing. And Jalen Brunson being without three rotational players, getting new players drafted to the team, and having the New York Knicks sit at the number two seed. Come on, I think that's crazy, but I know this is New York Liberty Fan TV, but look, I became a New York Liberty fan because I was because I am a diehard Knicks fan. I know, you know, they've been passed over to the next franchise across the bridge, but at the end of the day, it's still NYC. We still repping New York Knicks, and we still love our Liberty. But like I said, this is New York Liberty Fan TV, and guess what? This right here is the draft episode. I want to grade Jonathan Cobb, the New York Liberty, for what they've done, not only this 2024 draft, but as well as the offseason as well, because the team was busy. There has been a lot going on, and obviously after a groundbreaking 2023 season, you know, we want to take things up to a next level. A lot of us were not satisfied with the way that the season ended, but at the end of the day, we can take all of the bright spots that the Liberty have provided us in that 2023 season. So I'll do a quick recap of everything. Everything that I could remember off top is, you know, not only acquiring the three free agents, but that being our first season together, the accomplishments. If you look at not just the team performance, but you also look at the individual performances, you know, with the three All-Stars, then you think about Sabrina Ionescu's individual performance at the All-Star game, as well as passing Diana Taurasi for three-pointers made in a regular season. Then you look at Courtney Vandersloot and on the work that she's done, and as she etches her name up into that assist leaders list at number two, and we're looking to see her pass Sue Bird this year. So a lot going on. And then you look at Breonna Stewart's historical season, first season as a New York Liberty. Everything that she has done, the records that she has broken, afforded her the ability to be the regular season MVP. Us getting our first Commissioner's Cup trophy, that was huge. But that's not what we brought this team together for. We didn't bring this team together to win Commissioner's Cup trophies, although that's great. But we brought this team together to win in the WNBA Finals and bring the New York Liberty their first ever WNBA championship. One thing that we also cannot forget is, like I said, the work that Jonquel Jones put in. She started the season a little bit slow, but she was super dynamic in the WNBA playoffs. And fast forward, obviously, the team did lose. The team lost to an injured Aces team. And we saw that we had issues on our perimeter defense, which is a little bit tough because we stood above average when it came to the rankings defensively, defensive rating, offensive rating. We were the number one team in three-point shooting and assists, getting each other, the teammates, involved. And then you look at our offensive rating, I think we were up at second. Our defensive rating, we were second. So this team definitely did an amazing job in the regular season. But as I say, there's two seasons. In some cases, there's three seasons. There's the regular season, there's the playoffs, and the finals could be its own season in its own, because it's a different ball game, different beast. You're not playing checkers. You're playing chess right now with the coaches, the changes, and everything like that. So we fell short, unfortunately. The Liberty fell short last year. You know, for whatever reasons, a lot of people blamed it on perimeter defense. And then we look ahead and we look at the fact that we, this offseason, we lose players like Jocelyn Willoughby, who's not in the rotation. But then you think about somebody like a Steph Dawson, who is a big, who can rebound, who can stretch the floor. She's obviously headed back home to Washington. And we will be without a few players this season. We will be without Hansu, and we will be without Marine Johannes. All because of Olympic play and their Olympic duties. So we have to remember that this season is going to be a different kind of season. It's going to be an elongated season. There will be a few breaks, but the fact that they have the WNBA season, then they'll have the All-Star break, and they'll have a break for Olympic play, and then have to get right back to it to compete for a championship, I think is one of the toughest kinds of battles that they're up against right now. And you know, some of our players will be on that USA team. Breonna Stewart and Sabrina Ionescu were already a part of the select team. I know Benai Jalini was trying out for the team. She didn't make the cut, but however, our players do want to go and represent their country. So you know, looking forward to see what this team has in store. But I really want to speak about the WNBA draft before anything. I want to speak about the WNBA draft because that's where we last left off in terms of acquisitions and moves to be made before the regular season start. But after we speak about the WNBA draft, I'm going to briefly speak about some of the off-season moves that were made, why they're important. And of course, we're going to give the New York Liberty a grade at the end of the show. But we do want to speak about our prospects. First of all, congratulations to all of the 2024 WNBA draft prospects. You guys are part of the beginning of the revolution of the WNBA. You know, not saying that it hasn't been revolutionized that over the years, but the stepping stones, all of the work that the ladies prior to you have put in, you guys are starting to see those benefits. And it's up to you, with your talent, with your prowess, everything that you guys have done to get you here. You guys are gonna have to continue to push just to elevate the game to a next level. We call this the Caitlin Clark draft, the Caitlin Clark effect. This was the very first draft that allowed fans into attendance, which was amazing. It sold out within the first 15 minutes, but I got the opportunity to be outside and, you know, talk to a bunch of fans. And I want to say my first couple of interviews, I was almost shocked, because about 20 to 30 people I was going to, and I'm asking who they're here for, and not one Caitlin Clark. We heard a lot of Angel Reese. We heard Camila Cardoso. We heard Nika Mule. We heard Rakia Jacks. We heard all of these names, but until we got towards the end of the line, that's when we started seeing the Caitlin Clark shirts and the Caitlin Clark jerseys and stuff like that. So I just want to say, it wasn't everyone there just to see Caitlin Clark, but obviously a lot of people did go, and it was probably the first draft that allowed fans because of the Caitlin Clark effect. But this draft is such a deep class, and they have so many supporters that just want to see them do well. I loved all of the picks. They definitely have a lot of work to put in, because again, this is the hardest league to get into. The hardest league to get into, hands down. There's only 12 teams at the moment, 13 coming next year. But Kathy Engelbert also announced that the draft, that they're looking to continue to expand teams. I think they're trying to get to around 16 teams, which would be amazing. We'd love to see it, because it gives more players more opportunities to earn spots on a roster. So a shout out to the WNBA and the trajectory growing, and everything that they're doing to kind of push the initiative and the growth of the sport. In terms of the draft, I do want to speak about the looks real quick, because as I mentioned on IG, if you follow me on IG, I'm on IG at NYLFTV, obviously, but my personal page is ken.nysports. So check that page out. And, you know, I was just breaking down some of the draft outfits. I must say, and I'm going to go out on a limb here. I don't know if I'm wrong or not, but I must say that this was the best draft class in the WNBA of all time. Possibly could be in all of sports, but this was the best dressed draft class of all time, hands down. I don't even want to debate it, but if you just take a look at those photos, take a look at those looks, what those ladies did on that orange carpet was phenomenal. You know, all types of brands. They came next level, and as I said, they could retire the communion suits and the communion dresses with the 9-to-5 ones and the straps and everything like that. Free yourself of that. All right? You ain't got to do that no more, and I hope none of them have to look back at their draft day and be like, damn, I wore that, like, you know, whatever the situation is. But like I said, that NIL money is really hitting, man, because they came correct. They came super correct. My favorite look of the night, I would have to say, was Rekia Jackson, because she came on all levels. She was dolled up with that nice, beautiful suit, and she did the outfit change. She came in with Lady in Red. She came in with the red, and she did the outfit change inside, and it was even better than what she came in. So I don't know. The glasses were fire, too, completely fire. And I have to shout her out because her favorite player is B'nai Jelani. So shout out to Rekia Jackson. You know, definitely one of the best looks. But again, as I said, all of the ladies, they killed it for that draft. I love Angel Reese. I love Cameron Brink. I love all of them, including our pick, Marquisha Davis, who I will get into shortly. But the best dressed draft class, hands down, got to give it up to the ladies. They did an amazing, amazing job. Now, let's get into the New York Liberty and the 2024 draft, because this was an important draft. This was a draft all about trying to get filling those gaps, filling what we thought we missed out on during the regular season last season and obviously in the postseason. One thing that I do want to mention is, again, this is the hardest league to get into. So some of the names that you've heard get drafted, there's a slight possibility they might not make the team. They might just be training camp players, or they might, you know, just, you know, kind of be stashed away for next year's opportunities and things like that. But they will all have an opportunity to equally fight for a roster spot. Now, the New York Liberty, they went into the 2024 draft. They had four picks, one pick in the first round, two second round picks, and one third round pick. That first pick at the number 11th. The second round picks were number 17 and 23, and that final pick would be the 35th pick. Now, let's start it off with the 11th pick. Now, looking at all of the mock drafts, a lot of people really had the Liberty selecting Charisma Osborne, the guard from UCLA, with that number 11th pick. A lot of fans had Nika Mule. So I was outside of Brooklyn Academy of Music, and obviously, you know, wanting to talk to fans, being inquisitive and just trying to figure out where was everybody's minds at. Who would you like to see called that number 11? And one of the common names that I heard was Nika Mule, because obviously the fans did see how we struggled defensively, and especially on that perimeter with the perimeter defense when we struggled against the Aces, those big guards and those quick guards on the Aces. But you know, Nika Mule being a 3-and-D player, she's very fiery. You saw what she has done at UConn. So a lot of people did like the Nika Mule pick, but she obviously went to Seattle, and I'm drawing a blank on where Charisma Osborne ended up, but I think she did end up in Phoenix. So it was a surprise to me a little bit when I did see that the Liberty didn't go in either direction. They went for defense. They went for a two-way player, correct? But they went with the 6-foot guard from Ole Miss, Marquisha Davis. And by far, this was such an amazing pick by the New York Liberty. Let's talk about Marquisha real quick, because Marquisha is a two-way player, hands down. She led her team in points and steals per game this past season, I think at 14 points per game and 1.5 steals. And she also averages about 1.2 steals and 4.7, we'll round up, 5 rebounds. The reason why she's important is because her athleticism, her length, how fiery she is on both sides of the floor. Off the dribble, she can create a shot for herself. She is great going downhill. She can get to the basket. She's good with both hands, and she can get you an and one. One thing that I see about Marquisha is that she does have the assets. She has the skill set. She's a really good defender, but she has the assets, the skill set, and the drive to become a truly elite lockdown defender, and that's something that the New York Liberty need. I love this pick because not only is she lengthy, not only does she provide versatility and can guard multiple positions, she will also provide a healthy competition in the locker room for this team. She's a great shot creator. Her mid-range game, she almost reminds me a little bit of B'nai Jelani, but I do believe she assesses better ball handling skills than B'nai Jelani, and I do believe that she has a decent mid-range game, but she's a little bit quicker than B'nai Jelani as well. Looking at Marquisha Davis, I am like I said to most of the fans, I think this was a perfect pick at number 11. Very, very much so under the radar pick, because, you know, again, a lot of people were just looking at some of the top names, some of the names that either played in the Elite Eight or the Final Four, and sometimes we forget about these talents and these hidden gems that someone like a Marquisha Davis is. And, you know, I just want to congratulate her for making this team. And real quick, let me just look real quick just to see what else, if I am missing anything. But, oh, yeah, she recorded double-figure scoring in 25 games, and she recorded 8 20-point games in her 23-24 campaign. Also, this SEC tournament quarterfinals, her win over Florida, she had a career-high 33 points on 58% from the field. So, you know, she can really get hot. She can really get hot. She's extremely talented. She's a shot creator. She's agile. She's physical. I think we got us a steal with this one. Let's see how she does in training camp. Will she make the team? We don't know, but I personally feel that Marquisha Davis will make the final cut for this roster because of the tangibles that she has, the tangibles and intangibles that she has to offer this game. Definitely a great pick. Congratulations, Marquisha Davis. We are excited to see you in Seafoam and can't wait to see you rocking. Our next pick in the second round, we, with the number 17th selection, the New York Liberty selected Ismeri Martinez. Ismeri Martinez is, clap it up for her, que lo que, the first Dominican player ever drafted in the WNBA. So once that draft happened, you know how many Dominicans we got in New York City. You know how it is, how much love she got. It was amazing, and she's still probably getting comments and commentary from the fans of New York City and all the Dominicans fans, just happy to see her make history and become the first Dominican player to be drafted to the W. She also plays for her Dominican national team. I believe she's a fifth year, and she has professional experience. She's played professionally with the Dominican national team, obviously, and she's a fifth year. So I like players who take that extra time to continue to develop their skills. Now, one thing about Ismeri Martinez that I would like to mention that I should have started off with is she is a lockdown defender. She's a forward. She's 6'2", and she is straight up lockdown, defend first. And I love her mindset of being defend first. But even despite that, she averaged 11 points per game. 11 points per game, 6.3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. That's a player right there that does the dirty work. So I love Ismeri Martinez. I love her versatility. The fact that she has been top 10 the last 4 seasons in steals in her conference. She's no nonsense. She can really, really defend multiple positions, not just the forward position, but she can defend from 1 and maybe through 5, depending on the size of the big. But she's an exceptional player. She most recently played for Arizona. And we feel like her accomplished collegiate career And her defensive first mentality is exactly what this team needs. Her strength, versatility, and anticipation are it's really pro level. It's pro level. So I'm not looking at these first two ladies as just rookies. I'm looking at them as pros because what they offer and Marquisha being able to score at a high clip on a professional level. Martinez, who's played professionally with the national team, you know, has that length. And again, defense will take you places. And I think Esmeriz Martinez is definitely going places. Now, let's talk about the second pick in the second round. And that second pick in the second round actually might be one of my favorite picks, and I hope she makes this team, Jessica Carter from Mississippi State. Jessica Carter from Mississippi State is no slouch, guys. She's no slouch. She averaged a double-double. And I'm going to round up here because they got her at 14.9 and 9.9. No, she averaged 15 points per game, 10 rebounds, 1.1 assists, and 2 blocks per game on 53% shooting. That's huge. That is amazing because that's an additional rim protector that you can add to back up a Jonquel Jones and Breonna Stewart. I do know the New York Liberty possibly might be going for some small ball center this year, in which when Jonquel Jones is resting, the team will put Stewie at that five position and just let her go to work. But this right here gives us an opportunity, especially knowing that we lost Stephanie Dawson and knowing that we have Hansu, who will be overseas for Olympic play. But Jessica Carter, a 6'5 center from Mississippi State, she was honored with the Guillaume Trophy as the best player in Mississippi in 2023-2024 season. 57% field goal percentage as a senior led the SEC in 22-23 season. So she's a strong rim protector. She's a rebounder. And like I said, those 2.2 blocks per game, those go a long way. The fact that she's able to find people, that goes a long way. So I like this for the I love this pickup for the team and Jessica Carter. So we'll see what she's able to do in training camp to kind of make sure she makes a spot on this roster. But we definitely have a chance, and I'm sure the team is eager to see her compete against Jonquel Jones, against Breonna Stewart, and all of the other forwards in training camp. So we'll see how that goes. But Jessica Carter, I just want to say congratulations to you. You are an amazing talent. Definitely put in that work so you can be dressed up in Seafoam this coming May. And our final pick was the 35th pick in round three. And this is more so of a future pick. It was Caitlin Davis from USC, mostly represented USC, a forward. Power forward. As a graduate student, she averaged 6 points, 5.8 rebounds, 1.7 assists on 54% shooting. She definitely has put in a lot of work. 21 double doubles, 66 double figure scoring games, and we look at this to be one of the future pieces. As GM Jonathan Cobb said, she has the assets. She has time to work and develop, and will grow and definitely have an opportunity to compete to make a spot on this team next year for the 2025 season. So we'll see how that goes. But those are our four picks, guys. Those are our four picks. Amazing picks. They all have something different to offer. Again, we went in with a guard. We got forwards. We got a center. And definitely depth. Depth and defense. Defense first. So one thing that I will say is that it's obvious that the Liberty went into the draft thinking defense first. And with the picks that they selected, I will comfortably say that we got the right picks. We got the right picks for that defensive first mentality because we didn't get picks that are just going to just come and play defense. We got picks that can also do other things outside of play defense. When thinking about basketball, I think about the 90% that Billy Donovan talks about when you don't have that ball in your hand. And these players that we added, not only in the draft, but also free agency, are the players that do the 90% well. So I'm looking forward to see what they bring to the team. Training camp does start on April 28th, so they're about 11 days away from training camp. Just fresh off of college basketball, NCAA tournaments, now the WNBA draft, and having to get ready for this, it could be tiresome. My advice to them is to find your veteran, find your mental space, and to just be ready. Be ready at all times and remember the talent that got you here. You're going to have to take that up a notch. You're going to have to take it to the next level. So definitely, definitely stay focused, and we're wishing you guys the best of luck. Now, real quick before I go, I want to briefly discuss, because I do have to give Jonathan Cobb and the New York Liberty a grade for what they have done in the 2024 draft and the offseason. So first of all, I am no Russian judge. But I also will not be biased when I give them this grade. In terms of the offseason, we did things like we acquired Kennedy Valentine from her French club, which I believe is a great pickup. Somebody who is playing meaningful basketball right now, who is playing multiple positions, playing MVP basketball, and we get a chance to see her come and do that in New York off the bench. And she will definitely get playing time. She will definitely get playing time to showcase her skills. But Kennedy Burke is, an amazing player. Stretch, plays multiple positions, has fire, has that passion. And I think that kind of energy coming off the bench is going to be huge, and she will be one of the crowd favorites. And then I also have to speak about Leone Fibich. Leone Fibich is a forward, also center, a stretch. She can shoot the ball very well. She has fire, passion, and intensity, but she's also a really good rim protector. That's something that I love about Leone Fibich, and I think that was a great pickup as well. There's many more pickups. We did also sign Jalen Sherrod to a training camp contract. Let me just confirm where Ms. Sherrod went to school again. Colorado, Jalen Sherrod from the University of Colorado, 5'7 guard. We will do a little bit more research on her, but from what I see from Jay Sherrod is that she's a straight up dog. She has that toughness. She's no nonsense. She's faithful. And she's also excited for this opportunity to come compete at training camp, for a roster spot on the New York Liberty. Now, looking at the New York Liberty roster, we do not have a final roster yet. However, there are a bunch of names that I would like to go through just so that you guys, know what's up, where this team is headed, and if you guys like what you're seeing. So far, I'll go through some of the plays. This is what our roster looks like right now for training camp. So we got Okoko Adika. We got Kennedy Burke. I'll talk positions too. We got Okoko Adika, a guard forward, 6 feet. We got Kennedy Burke, guard forward, 6'1". We have Jessica Carter, center, 6'5". Caitlin Davis, forward, 6'2". Marquisha Davis, guard, 6 feet. Ivana Jokic, guard 5'11". Leone Fibich, forward 6'4". Brianna Frazier, forward. Brooklyn's Brianna Frazier, forward 6'3". Rebecca Gardner, guard 6'1". Obviously, she's out. Morgan Green, guard 5'7". Sabrina Ionescu, obviously. Maureen Johannes. JJ Benijah Laney. Then we got Ismeri Martinez, 6'2", forward. We have Stephanie Mowiley, 6 foot forward. We got Nayara Sabali. We have Jalen Sherrod, guard 5'7". Obviously, Brianna Stewart. We have Anna Tadic, 6'6", center. We have Kayla Thornton, Courtney Vandersloot, and obviously Hansu. And again, to mention, Hansu and MJ will be out. Rebecca Gardner is out. She is nursing that Achilles injury. And again, just to speak to you guys real quick about the Rebecca Gardner situation, I know there's still a lot of fans like, oh, why would we go for Rebecca Gardner, an injured player, and so on. So I just want to remind you guys, Rebecca Gardner is a highly coveted individual, highly coveted player because of the skill set that she brings to basketball. Not just her rolled up jersey, it's just her skill set, her intensity, her passion. She's a great player and somebody you want on a contending team. to provide what she has. So the fact that she injured herself overseas, all of the teams that were, you know, reaching out to see what's up with Rebecca Gardner, they kind of stepped back. But the New York Liberty, we made that call and we doubled down because why? We are New York City. We have HSS. We have helped people get back from nursing serious injuries. Jocelyn Willoughby. And then knowing that we have Stewie, who came from a traumatic injury as well. And we're keeping her ready and available for basketball. But the New York Liberty have taken responsibility and have helped Rebecca Gardner through this way and continue to help her throughout this process. Will she ever play a game for the New York Liberty? The jury's still out. We don't know because of the fact that next year is a key year. She will not be playing this year, but good thing she's not taking up a roster spot. But we also have to remember, next year, Golden State will be in the building. There will be an expansion draft. So Golden State will be taking a player from our roster, and we want to make sure that that player isn't one of our untouchables. So what we're going to do is probably have about five or six, I'm not too sure the number, individuals on our roster who are untouchables, and the rest will be free in that Golden State pool. So if Rebecca Gardner is still one of those players in that pool, I can almost guarantee Golden State might take a look at her depending on how her progression's going, her injury progression is going. So we'll see how that goes. But overall, I think with the draft picks, and then you think about re-signing the core, re-signing Jonquel Jones, getting Stewie Cord, and just knowing that we have stability throughout 2025 with the way that the contracts are set up, knowing that we have Benaja Laney still, knowing that we have Jonquel Jones and Sabrina all tied in together, as well as Kayla Thornton, bringing back this core and then doing everything in your power to not only fill the void of the players that we're missing, but also to more so just kind of put the correct pieces, the surrounding pieces around together. So from what I read from this lineup, I read a lot of versatility, a lot of players who can guard multiple positions. But there's another thing that I want to point out. The players that we got are fiery players. Last year, one of the things that I thought we lacked was, you know, some toughness. We lacked some toughness. That starting lineup is tough, but off that bench, we didn't have many enforcers, and we need our enforcers. We need our girls who are tough. And you know, just no shade against, you know, the Stephanie Dawsons, the MJs, the Willoughbys, anybody on that bench, but they wasn't knocking nobody on their ass like we needed them to. They weren't playing with that fire and that passion and that intensity and screaming in people's faces like we need them to. This is New York. This is New York City. This is New York City. So we want our basketball players, we want our team to embody what it's like to be in New York City. For people to be scared to come and play in the Clays. For everybody to be looking like the sun is hitting them in the face 24/7 and they got no shades on. They got that nasty face. They got the stink face. We need that intensity. We need that fire. I remember people, you know, just saying, oh, they don't got that city girl energy. And that's not me saying that, but they need a certain kind of energy for us to get to that next level. You know, and it's not no funny girl energy either. They got to be tough. They have to be New York tough in order to play. And I think that's exactly what we got. Kennedy Burke playing overseas. Like I always say, look in her bio. You can see some of the stories and some of the experiences that they had to go through playing overseas. It's a different kind of beast. Leone Fibic playing overseas. The stadiums out here for women's basketball compared to overseas, it's nothing like it. It's nothing like it. They're really on a different level out there. So these ladies are not scared. That's what I like about this roster. These ladies are not scared. They play with a certain type of passion and fieriness, and that's exactly what this team needs to go to the next level. So in terms of my grade for Jonathan Cobb and the New York Liberty on the work that they did this 2024 WNBA draft, as well as offseason, without bias, I am giving them an A. It's deservedly so. Every single need that the team needed, they have addressed this offseason. And they made defense the forefront of that. Because, again, offense is not the issue. Our offensive rating is up there. We're the best three-point shooting team. We facilitate. We're the best passing team. So it was really just helping out with defense. And when I say that loosely because, again, we were a top three defensive team. You know, I check out defensive net rating and everything like that. We were one of the top teams. So, again, I have the grading of Jonathan Cobb and the Liberty's offseason draft strategy totally deserves an A. Totally deserves an A. By focusing on defense versatility, Cobb has adeptly positioned the Liberty for sustained success, demonstrating commitment to building a championship caliber team. I'm just reading from my story that I published earlier today on NYLFTV, but I won't give an A plus because I'm not that kind of teacher, but I definitely have to give them an A, and we're just going to sit back, we're going to sit patiently, and we're going to wait to see what else this team does and what else this team has to offer. But, you know, that's what we got here. So far, let's see if I got any news for you guys before I go. I feel like I do have something. Preseason schedule. Let's go to the preseason schedule real quick. Again, training camp starts on April 28th. They will have the opportunity to battle for their spots. They will have an opportunity to battle for their spots, and I think it's going to be a great battle. And we will see who makes the roster. So, again, training camp begins on April 28th. We have two regular season games. Tuesday, May 7th against the Chicago Sky, the new-look Chicago Sky, and then Thursday, May 9th against the Connecticut Sun. These are both away games. I do not know if these will be televised on Fox 5 or My9, but as soon as I do get that information, I will let you guys know as soon as possible. But besides that, that's all I have for you for the New York Liberty draft review, draft and offseason review. We are leaving and giving the Liberty and Jonathan Cobb an A for their work and the effort that they put in. If you are a fan of New York Liberty, please tap in to New York Liberty Fan TV. We're also on YouTube, presented by the Bucket for Bucket Podcast Network. This episode will also be coming out on Spotify. Appreciate you guys taking the time to tap in. It's your boy Rem, a.k.a. Ken NY Sports. Let's go, Liberty. We are 26 days away from the regular season opener. Peace.